Blog Talk Radio.
Now we're just opening up the phone lines, but we might not necessarily use them. We just always open them up in case we decide we want to, like, you know, have the callers call in and ask questions.
Yep. Okay.
But yeah.
Do you want to play the brand?
Yeah, let's play the commercial in the beginning. Yeah, I'll do the intro. I'm say, hey, we're here with RM Plug. Do you have like a tagline that you like to use or anything like that?
Watch
connoisseur or.
Celebrity watch dealer.
The watch guy. Yeah.
Okay. Celebrity watch dealer. Okay.
Celebrity watch dealer. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we ready to go? Chris.
Yep.
All right, let's do it, man.
Thank you.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. I'm here with RM Plug, celebrity watch dealer.
Boom.
It's gonna be lit, guys. Let's get into it.
Let's get it.
Hey, man. It's gonna be a good one.
Let's go.
Obviously, for you, like, money isn't really a thing. In November, December of 2016 is the biggest week. $30,000 in 1 week. A stat, right? It's always been that way. You know, like, I've always said, like, let Kylie Jenner say something about Bitcoin, like, right now. Trust me, that's just going to boom.
Yeah,
I'm
saying
you got to become high value. There's no way around it in 2021. That's when I made the mill in a week of
made a million in a week?
Yeah.
Holy
how to pretty much get pretty many videos. How to
play. We got some big things coming, guys.
Or leverage or, you know, different type of weight on how to trade that for 9 years. Well, it's hard as trust. I think once you get to that level, like I think I've heard that before, you know, you get to a little bit of money.
The networking, jam.
I've been fucking with Bitcoin since like around $500, $600. If it happens, it happens, but I'm not sure. But at the same time, some people don't really see outside of that box, but I never push it up into a face like, well,
yeah.
Look at me, like,
yeah. Would you use that aspiring entrepreneurs?
Get it. All right, guys, welcome to the show. It's Monday, which means it's Money Monday, as you guys know. Mm-hmm. And on Money Mondays, we typically try to teach you guys something about whether it's investing, crypto, real estate, or
trading.
Something to do with money, trading. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We talked about stocks last week with our boy James Bradley. And yeah, guys. Oh, we already got a super chat in the house. Let's read that one real quick, Chris.
Boom.
Go ahead.
There you go. Don DeMarco for KLL.
Yeah. Thank you for his chat.
Don DeMarco.
Great interviews with HMV in the past few weeks. Q Banks, James Bradley, RM Plug. Bradley's getting full segment. Appreciate you guys getting high value mails in the studio. Hashtag Prince of Barbados. Hashtag Frank Castle. Hashtag MV Chris. Hashtag thank you, moderators.
No, thank you so much for the super chat,
dope,
bro. Appreciate that, man. Showing love. Yeah, guys. So for people that are wondering, as you guys know, on Mondays, we like to bring in a guest that, you know, has some kind of knowledge, whether it's money or investing or whatever it is. And today we got RM Plug. We're going to be talking about high-end watches, networking with celebrities, rappers, everything like that. But in the meantime, guys, High Value Academy is out. TheHighValueAcademy.com. If you want to get in there, we're going to have 28 modules on everything from how to dress, how to network, how to make money, how to start a business, how to get girls, how to get in shape, everything. Basically, we're going to teach you guys. This is like a full-on manhood course, man.
Yeah, forget college, man.
Yeah, you don't need that. It's a waste of time. So, and then other than that, guys, patreon.com/freshfit. If you want to catch the exclusive late-night podcast that we've been doing with all the hot chicks that we've been bringing on. And, yeah, man. Hey, we're live. Hey, we're Plug. What's up, baby?
There you go, man.
So, yeah, guys. But, yeah, but now that we got housekeeping out the way, we got a couple other super chats, then we'll get right into the interview, man.
Yes, Don DeMarco, 199. RM, hit the infamous button.
They want you to hit
the soundboard.
This one right here.
This right here?
Yeah, they want you to hit that.
Don DeMarco.
Good job, man.
Hey, thank you, Don DeMarco, for that. He always loves it when the guests hit the Don DeMarco button.
Oh, okay. Dope.
Welcome back. I haven't seen you in a few times.
King Chris,
$10. Get the high value course, gentlemen, and level up. Fresh and Fit DMs on demand course was well worth the money for dating in the social media age. The best investment you can make is in yourself.
Thank you so much for that,
bro.
King Chris. I appreciate
awesome,
that,
man.
So, yeah, let's get right into it, man. Go ahead, Fresh.
Yeah, man. So, it's funny, man. I met Mike downstairs in the lobby one time.
Right.
I think I was about to leave from valet, right? Uh-huh. And I saw you with your boy, and I was like, yo, that's a nice watch.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, man, you know, I supply the watches to all the people around here. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then I started talking to him. I was like, bro, is that a Richard Mille? He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, bro, I heard Meek Mill talk about it in the song, but I didn't know, like, people like us could afford that stuff.
Right.
Like, damn, you know? and then we start chopping it up. Got your Instagram, we connected that way.
Right.
And then now you're here on the show, bro.
Right, right.
And you were here with QBanks as well.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Yeah.
So tell us about RMPlug is, which is you, Mike, right, and then what you did like before trading watches and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for inviting me to the show, guys.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you for coming on, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's an honor for me to be here. You know what I'm saying? we have pretty amazing guests. So, you know, to be one of the ones that you guys picked to interview me is pretty amazing. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you, man.
Gotcha, man.
But as far as me, Mike, RMPlug, my name is Mike Herman, and I've been trading watches for the last, 2.5 years, almost 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And so pretty much I come from a background of fashion, right? I had a clothing brand for the last 6-7 years before I start getting to the watch trading industry. Mm-hmm. And pretty much I've made all the connections that way, all my really strong connections to fashion. Like, because, you know, a lot of athletes and celebrities, they like, wearing nice things. And
of course,
I got into fashion when leather was a big deal. You know what I'm saying? So my brand was Leather Clothing Factory. Mm. So I was dealing with, t-shirt leathers, leather on t-shirt, jeans and jacket and things like that. So it created like a really viral thing too, like at the same time, because it was trending. You know what I'm saying? So I got to connect with people like Danny Green. At the time he played for the San Antonio Spurs.
Mm,
he became
okay.
a really good friend of mine. He's still, he's one of my clients actually right now.
Nice.
Kanye West? I almost got Kanye West. Almost got Kanye. Like, that was actually the stuff I was doing was close to the stuff like Kanye was doing, like the extended t-shirt with the zippers on the side and the leather pockets and things like that.
Okay.
So it was super dope. Like, and it was like ahead of the time. Like, people weren't doing that when I was doing it.
When were you doing this, roughly?
That was, I want to say like at least 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Okay. Eight, nine years ago.
2012, 2013.
Right, exactly. Okay. 2013. Yeah, yeah. That's when I launched my brand. So it actually went crazy because I started getting my followers on Instagram. So I started building the brand that way. At the time, like, I was actually on BT 106 in Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've dressed up.
Back
Bow Wow.
when AJ Free were hosting
right,
it back
right,
in the day.
Right, right, right. Bow Wow was hosting it. I took over at some point or whatever. So yeah, I was styling people on the show. I was doing some back end things on the and I did some fashion shows in LA. Vegas, New York, you know, it was a New York Fashion Week, one of the smaller brands and stuff like that. So I was pretty early success with those things. And
okay.
I transitioned everything to the watch business. You know,
okay.
I kind of kept those connections and, kind of like make them like, transform, move them from fashion into watches.
Okay.
But it was definitely high value, higher ticket, of course, but it just created that trust from the get-go.
So if you're a clothing brand, what kind of ticket, what was the pricing for your
clothing back then? For back in the day, it was high. Now it's like everybody buying $200 stuff. But my T-shirt was no logo on it. I was selling for $200.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Because my cut and everything was different. I had like the extended tees.
Yeah.
I had people like Austin Mahone, which he was wearing it. I don't know if you're gonna, know Austin Mahone, but he used to be a pop star. He's actually a pop star right now.
Okay.
When he was wearing my clothes, that was when Justin Bieber was wearing Fear of God. So they were comparing the outfit and stuff, and actually made me viral as well.
Damn,
I mean?
That's fire.
So it was crazy. So yeah, and I had like KD wearing my stuff, Kevin Durant. Shout out Kevin Durant. He rocked my clothes like at least 4 or 5 times on national TV.
Okay. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like
nice.
My T-shirt, my hat. I had a hat that I made, LCF hat, that had my signature on the side and wore that multiple times.
Nice.
So,
that's
like,
fire.
That created
nice. And you've been in Miami, based out of Miami the whole time?
No, I was actually in Oklahoma City before that.
You were in OKC, running your clothing business?
Yes, bro.
Bruh.
That was a tough playing ground.
I was going to
I was the most elite guy in OKC. You know
I was
going to
say,
like,
yeah.
I was transcending the whole, Russell Westbrook's brother was on the show, on some podcast before. I think he was on Clubhouse, and I got in the room, and he was like, yo, Mike is in the building, bro. Like, I don't know about this guy. He changed the whole culture in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Like, the people was dressed different because of me.
Yeah.
Because
Oklahoma City, for people that are wondering, because we've got a lot of international people. Guys, Oklahoma City is in the middle of nowhere, okay?
Yeah, yeah,
it's a bunch of flat land. Like, it's like farmers and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, so, you were the big dog out there, and then what made you move to Miami?
Well, I wanted more challenge. You know, I felt like I outgrew the city. You know, you in the city, you're doing big things. You know, everybody knows you. You've done fashion shows. You've done celebrities pulled up because of me. They come, they wear my stuff. You know, it's just like all the Thunder team, like, OKC Thunder, like they were all you know, messing with me, like, as far as clothes.
And Russell Westbrook is very fashion
yes,
forward.
Yes, bro. He was in one of my shows, you know. Okay. And shout out to his brother, too. He hosted one of my shows, you know. Mm-hmm. And, like, just showing my love.
Yeah.
You know, and that pushed me, definitely pushed the brand.
So you're like, I'm going to Miami. Because for people that don't know, Miami is a very fashion forward city, guys.
Yes.
Like, we're right there with New York City, Tokyo, LA.
Yeah.
You know, we're there. You know, yeah, Miami has a fashion week that's very popular. Is it March? Well, they have it in December with Art Basel.
Right.
Then I think they have another one in March around Miami Music Week.
Fashion Week.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Fashion
yeah,
Week. Okay.
Like
yeah.
Fashion
so,
week,
no, that's how long you been in Miami now?
3 years.
Okay.
It's funny, man, because Mike is a super humble, like low key guy.
Yeah.
But when he dresses, like when he dresses, right, it's like the watch matches the shirt, the shoes match the shirt and the watch strap. I'm like, bro, this guy is somebody. He is somebody, guys. He's very low key with it. So,
thank you, bro.
So, brother, tell me, right? I watch you're wearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
What are the most expensive watch brands for people that don't know?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is that on your wrist right now, bro?
Well, the most expensive brands right now are Richard Mille.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I carry.
Can you show the audience?
Patek
Watch. Yeah, you can show your watch, bro.
Sure. Right here.
There you go.
Zoom on it. Like,
Well, I'm about to hit the focus on it real quick.
All right.
He got the white.
There we go.
He got the white frame with the pink bands, man.
Pink band to match the Dior hoodie. You know what I'm saying?
Clean, man. Clean.
You want me to get closer so I can?
No.
Okay.
That's perfect, man.
All right, good.
Yeah,
so we got
sure.
Richard Mille.
Yeah, Richard Mille, Patek Philippe, AP, Audemars Piguet.
Right.
And of course Rolex. You know. I try to carry as much Cartier as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to carry the dopest brand right now. You know what I'm saying? That everybody's buying, you know, those are the watch that move the market right now. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
This watch that I'm wearing is an RM55, is the Asia edition. This one is limited to only 40 pieces made in the world.
Only 40 pieces?
Only 40 pieces. So I'm one of 40 that have this watch right now.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah. And you can differentiate from the inside of it. I see the blue right here, and there's the blue stickers on the markers on the inside that they can see. But yeah, so yeah, it's only 40 made, and it says on the back of it too, 1 out of 40.
Wow, bro, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's insane. So let me ask you as well, man. Who's your clientele? I mean, you can't name everybody,
right?
You dealt with, of course, for privacy reasons.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Some names like Davido.
Davido, he bought a watch for me. He bought a RM30 for me, rose gold, Yeah, that was a crazy experience because Davido reached out to me for like almost like a year, like just sending him watches. Like, yo, I like this now on your wrist, man. I like this. I like that. You know, my story is lit. I think, I mean, humbly speaking, I probably have the litest story on Instagram when it comes to watches.
Guys, go follow
Mike
at RM Plug. That's his Instagram because it is lit, man. And guys, just so if you don't know, Davido is a African artist.
Yeah, it's the
and
biggest.
He's one
he
of
has
the big,
more followers.
He's a Nigerian singer and songwriter, guys.
Right,
for those that are wondering, like, who's
Davido? Yeah, Davido is pretty.
So if you know Wizkid, you should know Davido too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And so when I saw them his watch, bro, like he sent his brother all the way to Miami to pick up his watch, you know, and flew to Dubai because he had a show, you know. And after that, he just kind of, he posted me, you know, on his story. And he said that I was the best RM dealer in the world.
Damn.
And so that, like, my Instagram
followers
shot up like crazy. You know, I had like, you know, more business from there. Like, the people calling me, they want to buy RMs. You know, it was pretty dope. Man.
I talk about all the time,
Davido, man.
One person that's popping shouts you out, man, I could blow up your Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
For sure.
Who else other than Davido?
Danny Green. Danny Green is a real good friend of mine. So, like I said, we'd go way back, you know, when he used to, you know, play for the Spurs. You know, he also trusts me with his purchases. You know, I have, like, straps right now I have to get for him. You know, even like I told you, like, even the strap for this watch is very complicated to get. You know what I'm saying? Like, the strap costs 2 racks just for the strap.
Damn.
And so you got to, like, you know, find it, you know, to match your watch and everything. So you have to find different colors. How to source a pink. No, a white strap for him, a black one, a blue one because he used to play for Carolina. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, you know, go, you know, this, you know, Carolina, North Carolina, sorry. Yeah. So, you know, I had to find.
And you're one of very few, like, because there's only a few dealers on your level in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the only one in Miami, if I'm not mistaken, right?
There's a few of them in Miami.
But you're number one.
But yeah.
You're number one. I'm gonna say it for him. He's number one.
All right.
You other niggas are bums. And then how many are there in the United States? I remember you telling me like some insane number in the world total, and then how many there are in the United States?
Right. probably, I would say less than 300, less than 300.
In the world.
In the whole world, yeah. Yeah. Probably 300, maybe 500, something yeah. like that.
They have but access to the caliber of watches that you
right, yeah, 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 yeah. Not a lot of people can touch this. Like, yeah. RM is, like, very exclusive. Some people have probably never seen one in their life. I mean,
yeah,
I saw
right.
interviews where people were like, oh, I'm reviewing this watch, first time ever touching it, you know, things like that. Sometimes I hold, like, you know, an M in my hand, like, worth of RMs, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's crazy, but yeah.
An M. $1 million worth of RM watches.
I remember you got Q Banks, his yellow strap too, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He has a yellow strap. Too. I had to source a yellow strap for him, a red strap, and a black strap to match his car.
His cars.
So, yeah.
That's gangster, man. That is gangster. Yeah.
See, guys, and this is like the other tier, you know, of you start meeting guys like this caliber, and this, like, motivates you. You know what I'm saying? When there's, like, $1 million worth of watches or cars in front of you, you're like, whoa! You know what I'm saying? It makes you realize, like, yo, I need to get on this level. You know what I'm saying? And this is why I tell you guys all the time, man. Your friends that are losers, that are bums, whatever it is, you don't hang out with them, man. Don't hang out with them. Like, you need to hang out with guys that you want to aspire to get to, and or you want to hang out with guys that have a high net worth. Whatever you want to be, you need to hang out with guys that are there. Because let me tell you something. If there's 4 millionaires in a room and you hang out with them long enough, you'll be the fifth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So your network is your net worth. I think we got some super chats here, right, Chris?
Yes, sir. Three. Ricky Westbrook, 999. Got support the whole Fresh and Fit family. One love, 100.
Thanks, Ricky.
Thank you.
Kal-El. $10. Hi, Mike. Which watch brand model do you recommend for $200? 2K, 200K watch. Dope that you work with Danny Green. Got us Raptors ring.
Yeah.
There you go.
He did, definitely did.
So
he wants to know
question.
Which, each tier, $200, $2,000, and then 200K.
Okay.
Which one would you recommend?
Okay. So for $200, I would say buy like a Michael Kors watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For 2K, you can get probably like a Seiko watch, I think. I think what's this watch called? A Radon or Randon? You know, I don't sell them enough. I forget.
Mike's like, it's sub below me. I don't even know.
So I don't. Know. I really don't though. But you know, for 200K, I would say you can get like a nice RM 11. You know, rose gold. It's a really nice, you know, nice watch to have for 300. So 200.
Yeah, nice. Kilo again, $10. Which high-end watchmaker has the most events throughout the year? Like the ones you have to wear and Otters Mayer?
Audemars Piguet?
Yeah. Audemars Piguet or Richard Mille. Get in as said by Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah. Well, Audemars Piguet has like a lot of, you know, events every year because of, you know, Corona. It's been hard to like, you know, for people to get together or whatever and do the stuff. But RM do a lot of very private events, but they do event with people that that, you know, they work with, you know what I'm saying? Like athletes and things like that. They do a lot of private events like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think besides that, just know Base Word in Europe, they do like a thing called, it's called Base Word. It has all the watch guys, you know what I'm saying? They all, you know, get together and do some amazing, they just network, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are most of your clients men or do you sell to women as well?
I sell to women as well sometimes, but mainly men, like 90%. Yeah.
Okay.
90%. But the men buy the watches for the women also. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. So you do get pieces that are feminine, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Rolexes, you know, I can really find any piece really. Yeah. That's what made my strength is me be able to touch everybody, you know, or you know, I'm known for RMs, but I also have like lower end watches that I keep in stock. Like some, I just got a Rolex right
you
now.
You know, you made it when it's like, yeah, I deal with lower end watches. I got some Rolexes too.
Hey man.
This is where you guys want to aspire, man. Like you want to have conversations like this. You want to surround yourself with people like this, that you're like, yeah, Rolexes are on the lower end. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey man,
always looking up, man.
I'm going to start with a Rolex, bro.
Yeah, no, sure. I got you. I told you I got you, bro. You know?
Sure. No, go ahead. So, sorry, you were saying with the Rolexes with the women.
With women. So, like, you know, I've had, you know, women like reach out to me before, you have this Rolex or whatever. So, like, I'll source it. Even if I don't have it in stock, I'll go out and find it, you know,
yeah.
So make sure that I deliver and, you know, make
so you
sure.
Got, yeah, literally, you are the plug. Like, literally, any type of watch someone's looking for, like, what about APs? I know Raptors.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
I can get APs.
What are APs going for?
Well, it depends on which one you want. The one on the strap right now, probably 22,000, you know, 25,000.
Oh, okay.
The offshore models, but now the
Royal Oak
are up right now, like 34,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Iced out Royal Oak, I look crispy.
They're like over close to 50,000 right now. Those are iced out.
So the people that like consult your services, you know, come and work with you, what do they typically do for work?
Well, Everybody know the athletes, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that reach out, whatever, that I work with, your professional athletes, you know, artists, people that have money that people don't know about, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and so there's, I have, of course, some people that have reached out, businessmen that, you know, maybe I've, privacy reason I can't really, you know, release the name.
Of course, of
but
course.
There's billionaires that I work with before, you know what I'm saying, that I wanted to, you know, get some watches and things. So yeah, I source for really everybody. I have watch for every level. So I just work with anybody.
And I'm sure this profession, I mean, you know, obviously you're an entrepreneur, right, has you traveling all over the place. Do you often travel to them, or do they come to you to Miami to get the piece?
Well, both. Yeah, okay. I have traveled before. I have a video on my page where actually, a client actually flew me on a private jet to go deliver a watch to him.
Really?
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
Can you say the country? I don't know if you can say it.
It was here. It wasn't too far. It was
actually, in the United States?
Yeah, it was in the United States. Yeah. But I've had time where I flew out to like places like Vegas. Like they were over there, they're kicking it. Like, yo, I'm going to ship your watch. Like, nah, I'll pay you extra. You know,
yeah, just come through with the watch and party with us.
Right. And, And you do the vibe, everything.
That's lit.
So, yeah.
That's lit, man. That's lit. And obviously, when you're making these kinds of, these people become your friends. They become
right. That's what
you're selling watches, 50,000, 100,000, 100,000.
Yeah. So it becomes like in the transaction. I always say this, this is a phrase I've actually trademarked. I'm waiting on the paperwork.
Okay.
I say, when you buy from them, it's a transaction. When you buy from me, it's an experience.
There you go.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Say it one more time so people don't try to steal it from you. You have it right here on video. He's copywriting it, you jerk.
That's it.
Good.
So when I buy from them, it's a transaction. When I buy from me, it's an experience.
Boom. There you go. Bang, bang.
That's it.
That's what we're talking about out here, man. Super chat real quick. Oh, yes.
Uncle Bosch, $5. Best podcast in the sphere. Big shout out to R Unplugged.
Thank you.
Freshman CEO, Myron Game.
Boom. Thank you so much, guys. Right, we don't just teach you how to get chicks, man. We'll teach you guys how to network. We'll teach you guys everything, bro.
Lit.
You know what I'm saying? This is the best. Number one, this is the best dating podcast in the world. I'm going to say that right now. Ain't nobody else beating us.
Oh, God.
And then number two, oh, God, man. And then number two, we're definitely going to be the best. We are the best male improvement podcast. Like, we talk about everything. Finances, cars, gang, girl, everything, bro. Fitness.
Yep, everything.
And then, we're about to put Joe Rogan out of business and Adam 22, all those guys. So we're going to be the number one podcast in the world very soon. Don't worry, guys. Right out of the Miami, Florida. So,
Ricky, one more
do we got another one?
Okay, go ahead. These shows just getting better and better. Keep it up. The great work, fellas. 100%.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. We're going to just keep bumping it up, guys. And we got some upgrades coming in soon, too. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
So, Mike, how many watches do you personally own?
How many watches do I personally own?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a little complicated because I can switch them up every day. Like,
Damn.
Yeah, we're going to put me on the
spot,
bro. But, I keep in my personal collection maybe like three.
Okay.
I mean, because I try to keep it as business as possible because we have, of course, a lot of watches in our, in our inventory.
Uh-huh.
So I get to like wear whatever I want, any time of the day. So some watch, you're not going to come around that watch again or whatever. You want to kind of keep it for yourself. So
Like,
okay, I'm going to put this away. You know, I'm not going to sell this for a while, you know. So,
do you mind us asking the three that you keep?
I have a RM30 Rose. It's a Richard Mille. I have this one right here.
Okay.
I wear iStar Cartier. Actually, I have four. Okay. I have four. Four I keep. So iStar Cartier watch. The other one is Rolex Green Face.
Ooh.
Presidential. Yeah.
That's fire.
I wear it every now. Very subtle. I don't always wear it.
So question, bro. This is something that everybody wants to know, right? So for example.
For other guys that want to know about girls, here we go.
Yeah. People buy all the time. Clothes, right? They buy high fashion clothes like Gucci, Louis Vuitton. People buy cars, Lambos, Ferraris, to get girls.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, does wearing an expensive watch like that attract females to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, tell me like an experience that happened to you. Actually, you know what? We were in Komodo, and actually, no, I'm gonna talk about that. How about you then?
Yeah,
about
you can disclose it if you want. I was there. I witnessed it. But
oh my God, that's crazy. But no, for sure. I never had a problem before. You know, the watches and everything is with girls, but of course, it kind of upgrades it a little bit more. Like, you know, they see you a little different. They're like, oh, sure, you actually like wearing a nice piece. You know, like. And then they know.
They notice.
They notice, and And so, you know, it makes the conversation a lot lighter. You don't have to do much, too much. But, you know, you still have to work a little bit depending on who they are or whatever, you know. Now, right. But you attract now different caliber of chicks.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you know, celebrities and the verified chicks and everything comes to me now. I don't have to go get it no more. So.
Damn, son. That's fire right there. Okay.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Yeah, yo, you got me out here spitting some stuff, man.
You should be dinner court soon.
Oh, you got some chats. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sarah S. Mata, 99. A Chipotle bowl from Myron. Keep it up, buddy.
Boom.
Oh, thank you, man. Oh, okay. I know. Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that. Sarah's checking in.
Graham Miller, Sarah. $5. What's one thing you would say to a man who doesn't typically wear watches?
Oh, have your confidence up. You know, once you're confident, you can do it without a watch. You know, you can, if you don't wear a watch every day or whatever, like, you can just build your confidence. And, you know, wearing a watch is nothing. Like, it's who you are. If you can, you know, project who you are to a girl or whatever it is, you know, they will look past whatever. Because at the end of the day, this is all stuff to, you know, it's a lot superficial, you know what I'm saying? So
facts.
At the end of the day, like, if they pass this level of, you know, this jewelry, the watches and everything like that, who you really are as a person, that's what really going to make them stick around anyway. So
gotcha.
Don't get the stuff just to attract them and, you know, they don't stay around. Like, it's not, there's no value to that. So
you got to have game, fellas.
Got to have game to some degree.
Yeah.
So I'll say this, man, after making the money and the connections, obviously, you know, you roll with a lot of high-level people that we've talked about off camera.
Yeah.
How's it been with the getting the girls? I mean, has it just put on easy mode? Has it come with more problems because now they're coming to trying to get with you for ulterior motives?
Right, right.
How have you kind of navigated that now that things that money's come up?
Right. I'm more careful. More careful how I move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Of course.
Because you have to move differently now. You know, you don't know what their motives are, as you said. You know, you don't know what they're about, what they're really about. So you take your time. You know, you don't just, you know, accept everybody that hits you up. You don't just, you know, talk to just anybody. You become like, you know, the wholesome guy.
Yo, that's the quote of Miami right there.
Yeah,
man.
And with Miami, like, the bosses become wholesome. You don't know what's coming.
We had Rafael Vargas on the show. Shout out to him, man.
Shout
and
out
he
to
said
Rafi,
that.
Bro.
Yeah. Shout out to Rafael
that's
Vargas, man.
That's the vibe.
He was saying that the whole time. Yeah, I'm very wholesome. Him and Bam Bam Kevo, man. I'm very wholesome. And I was just like, yeah, okay, guys.
Yeah.
On Just What Models and stuff. Yeah, we're wholesome. Yeah. All right.
Well, I can tell you this. We're not wholesome at all.
Yeah, we ain't. We
ain't
hiding
nothing.
Yeah.
We hiding nothing.
But now, shout out to Rafael Vargas, man.
Yeah.
So, Wait, he probably, Well, you know, I won't even say that. Because he had a nice piece, too.
No, no, he didn't get it from me. But I'm working on upgrading him. He's, you know, we're going to work together.
Nice.
We always talk in the DMs. You know, he saw the piece that I have. We talk back and forth, you know. So I'm sure he's going to come up something soon. Not to put too much pressure on him on the show. But, yeah, you got to come to me, bro.
So how important is it to network people like Rafael, Q-Banks? Julian. I actually met Julian the other day.
Yeah. I sold Julian a few watches. Some of his most expensive watches. Yeah.
Damn. But how important part is the network of people like that? Because, for example, you said that now they become your friends, they become like your allies.
Yeah,
like,
right.
How important is that for like a guy coming up to meet people like that?
Right.
From adding value to them.
Yeah. No, it's super important. Super important because, you know, networking is really the whole business. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You have to build trust. And what better way to build trust with people that have high value in other people's eyes? You know what I'm saying? So it's super important. Just networking is like 90% of the job. Like, you have to have the pieces, you have to have the product, you have to have good vibe, but be able to network, you know, and stay true to yourself, you know, be genuine with these people, and they really see who you are as a person. That's why it transcends from being a transaction to a friendship. To an experience, because now they're buying from you, not because of, you know, what you have to offer. They're buying from you because of who you are.
Who you are.
You know what I'm saying?
And here's the other thing, too.
It makes a big difference.
People don't notice. I got to say this, Mike. You work very hard.
Yeah.
Like, when people want a piece.
Yeah.
You, because I was doing some creeping. You know what I'm saying? I'd be doing, I was doing some creeping. And, bro, you work incredibly hard for your clients. When they like, hey, I want to get a piece, you work it to the bone to find that piece for them, get them exactly what they want, get them the bands, everything like that.
Right.
And it's not easy to procure items like this, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you're dealing with like people, I remember you telling us before with like Richard Milley, they even the screwdrivers
for
the watches are, you can't get them.
Right.
Those are $2,000 a piece.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if someone needs a watch fix or something like that, obviously with something expensive like that, you're like, hey, I got you.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
or I'll
right.
get you a piece.
Yeah, for
whatever.
Sure. Right.
So, you know, I think when people spend that kind of money, not only they're not I mean, obviously they're paying for the product, but they're also paying for the person and the service too.
Right,
and that comfort, like knowing like, oh, he got me. I don't got to worry about it.
Right.
Damn,
exactly.
I gave him $200,000. I got to worry about that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
for sure. No,
that trust is huge.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge.
Super chat here.
Yes. Frank's Nerf, $5. Best male improvement podcast in the Western world. Make money, make gains, even brains gain.
Shout out to Frank.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to Frank, bro. Thank you for the support, man. Appreciate it, man. Friendship Fit Fam is strong. As you guys know, we teach you guys everything, man. Girls, fitness, money, everything, man. Because at the end of the day, guys, you want to get girls, that's one thing. But, like, if you want to be able to, like, get the respect, get the hottest girls, bro, you got to get your money on point. You got to get in shape. You got to be the full package, man.
True. Guys, this is a one-stop shop. Becoming a high value male,
yeah, man.
And getting what you want out of life,
yeah, man. Yeah. We get guys from out of the sphere too, man. Like, you know, you don't want to be in your own echo chamber, like hypergamy, just crying all day, like, nah, bro.
We putting up all receipts.
You know what I'm saying?
All receipts. Oh, shots fired.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Shots fired.
Yeah. So, okay, let's see here. I had another. So you just move differently, I guess. Now
yeah.
you're much more intelligent when you deal with
right.
With
female,
women.
With women, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Where are you like originally from, by the way, man?
Oh, originally from the Ivory Coast.
Okay.
Ivory Coast is West Africa. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ivory Coast, may I be John, you know.
There you go.
So I speak French too, you know. So
oh damn.
Yeah. You know, that added a little twist to the whole thing, you know, when it comes to the females. So
In your opinion, man, like what if guys wanted to, you know, start collecting, because there's a lot of guys that like to collect watches. You know what I mean? I've seen guys that do it, like whether they collect them themselves or they collect them and resell them. Obviously not at the level that you're doing it, but they'll do it with like some lower end watches. If someone wanted to kind of get in this game, what would you advise them to do as far as like a career to, I guess, to kind of get the income to support this type of luxurious habit?
Right.
And or even profession like you've made it into.
Right. Well, you know, because I sell, like I said, I cater to pretty much everybody, right? So it just kind of depends. Like, you don't have to get like a $200,000 piece or $100,000 piece. You can get like something $8,000. I mean, nowadays I see in Miami, a lot of people they're trading, you know, trading Forex, or, you know, they're investing their money.
Yeah.
And so that's an easy way to kind of come up, you know, you can literally invest some, if you pick the right stock, like $200-$300, I can go to $1,000, $1,500 or whatever.
Yep. Yep.
So I've seen that happen. You know, people, you know, reach out to me. Oh man, I just made some money with this. I went 10x on this thing or whatever. So,
yep.
But you know, as far as you can be a regular guy working a job, but just maybe a good job, you know, high, you know, good paying job and stock up your bread and, you know, be able to like afford a small piece. And you can from there, what I like about watches is that you can put your bread in like maybe a small piece, maybe 8, 10K.
Mm-hmm.
And then after like a year, 6 months, whatever, maybe the watch picked up a little bit of value, you can resell it for a certain price, you know, and then upgrade. Now you have extra maybe 5K, and then now you have a $15,000 watch, then you go 20,000. Then next thing you know, like after 2 years, you might end up at $30,000 watch or more.
Nice. Now I'll say this,
because
this could probably be a whole conversation in itself, talking about the appreciation of watches.
Right.
You know, because I've seen people do that where they buy certain pieces, they hold on to it, and they just sell it, you know, a couple years later and make a good amount of money. What watches in your experience have you seen like appreciate the best? If someone wanted to get into that and maybe make a watch investment,
right? No, RMs
by far,
by far. Like it's been crazy. I have clients who have spent, I want to say like $150 on a watch, and $50,000 more.
Damn.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So RMs by far have the highest appreciation.
Yeah, I am Patek Philippe also. You know, Patek is the type of watch sometimes you can just buy and put it in the safe, don't even touch it.
How much are those things going for?
It just depends on which style. There's the Aquanotes, which the ones that usually come with on the rubber strap and everything. Mm-hmm. And there's a Nautilus, you know, like the 5711, you know, 5980 or whatever, they're all Nautilus. Those also go up like crazy. So, you know, recently they discontinued the 5711 Patek, so the price shot up to like 100K, 95,000. It was like 69,000, 70,000, and it went up to like 100K within like a few days.
Wow.
And so, you know, it went back down again. You know, I think it's probably going to settle probably around 80,000, 85,000.
So right. Richard Mille's number one, and then what was the second one?
Patek Philippe, I feel like.
Patek Philippe, okay.
Pretty...
What about Rolexes? Do they appreciate? Or
yeah, they do go up too. Just you have to kind of get the right one, the right piece.
Okay.
You know?
What would you to suggest or like typically have?
Okay, there's this one Rolex, for example. It's called a Batman.
Batman. Okay.
Yeah, the Batman is a, you know, they're selling for way over sticker price. You know. So
okay.
Batman is, but I think on the, I don't know, I want to be wrong because I usually deal with the secondary market, but I think it's under 10K from Rolex, so maybe 12,000, but it sells for like 16,000 or more.
Okay, so it sells for 10K, but you can easily sell it for like 16K.
Yeah, well, it's impossible to get at the Rolex store. It's like you have to wait a long time to get it, and some of the ones are discontinued also, like the another piece is like the Pepsi Rolex Pepsi also buy sale over 21,000. Now watch is like $13,000.
Gotcha. So I have another question. How does someone avoid getting finessed? Like, how do they know it's a real watch or not? How would they know, like, going into it?
As a non-expert, it's going to be hard depending if it's a bad fake or a good fake or whatever. But me, like, my eyes is trained for that. Like, I can see an RM 10 miles away and be able to tell you it's a fake one. You know what I'm saying? Like, my eyes are trained. And shout out to Fake Watch Buster. Like,
yeah, I saw they tagged you and they showed you love.
Yeah. Like, he's really showed me a lot of love. Like, we, you know, I'll authenticate some of the watches for him, make sure like everything is A1 before, you know.
You can even authenticate watches for people.
From pictures. Okay. I get that a lot. Like, they send me pictures sometimes or videos. Like, yo, is this real? Like,
that's when you know you're a subject matter expert. Like, when people come to you and say, hey, like, can you tell me if this is, like, you know what I'm saying? You're, like, certifying, like, no.
Well, talking about expert, we got a hater in the chat right now.
We do?
Yeah. Cool. Rafi Federico, $2. No offense, Mike. Doesn't sound like an expert to me.
Whoa. Okay, I mean,
he's showing receipts. He has photos. He's wearing watches. But yeah, just the way you sound is.
And he super chatted us $2 to say that.
Well, just so you know, right, Rafi, right now, right, I'm not a watch guy. Furthermore, I look at the time on my phone. But I'll say this: the people that Mike has been around, that alone has been saying, you know what, I'm buying one from Mike. So I don't care what you're going to say, bro. But I trust him.
Didn't Q Banks bought a watch from Mike?
Yeah.
And it was on air?
On air. Yeah. So whatever you're saying, brother, it's all cool. But we know Mike is legit. That's why he's on the show right now. So it don't matter what you
say. Hey, Rafi, all I got to say to you is this, my friend. Haters will always hate, my friend.
That's it.
Man. I mean, the guys out here, with selling $100,000 plus watches. We've seen him. He lives in the same building as us. We see him around all the time. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Like,
yeah.
Speaking of which, since you're a fraud, you have a watch that Drake has. Can you tell us about that watch?
Yes.
Since you're such a fraud,
the Green Monster,
a non-expert.
Well, that watch is pretty sick, bro. Like, it's a Patek Philippe. Been made originally for Drake, like the model and everything like that. So, you know, green emerald. So it's a very, very, very special piece. So it's hard for people to actually see that piece. Like,
you have a picture
able to,
on
yeah,
your phone?
Yeah.
I'll show it to them real quick. Dude, when I saw that watch
since
on Drake,
Mike is such a fraud.
Yeah, I was a bro.
Not an expert.
Yeah.
See if I can find it here for you. Okay.
The one thing to hear rappers talk about a watch.
Yeah.
But when your boy has one, that's crazy.
Yeah, just put on Telegram.
Your rappers,
fresh and
I just want to say this real quick. Your favorite rappers in Florida, they probably bought a watch from Mike. I don't want to say who, but like, like,
or
I just
did
love
they know who
hate.
He is.
Yeah,
you know?
Bro. Like, what do you like? How's this guy say? Oh, you're a fraud. Like, here, just tap the screen on it and then Chris, switch it and then tap the phone.
What do you say?
It
doesn't sound
there
like
you go. Bang, bang. Yeah, look at that. That's it right there, man. And how much is that joint right there?
That's heavy, bro. Heavy.
That's fresh. Can you tap the screen?
It's super heavy, bro.
Like,
I don't know.
Like, you don't know?
I don't know if we can say
you
it.
You don't want to say it? Okay. Well, that won't be for off air, guys. We won't say how much that one is.
Clean.
And then speaking of money, I guess this is my last question here. So what's the most money someone has dropped on a watch from you? And the most money you've made in a day, if you can share it.
Ooh. Generally.
Generally.
Give us a ballpark.
Okay. Price, maybe the highest one. Okay, half a mil.
Damn, what?
Holy.
Hold on. Half a mil on one piece, one day?
This watch is that have, this. There's a watch I have on my thing here. It's like $1 million, bro.
Holy
damn, son. I would have bought property.
And he didn't want to tell us about the green one. So you guys already know.
Holy smoke.
That's awesome, bro. That's
damn.
But apparently you're a fraud though, so yeah.
Yeah.
According to what Ricardo said. Idiot, bro.
When they weigh $5, what's up with all of the hating? Brothers on here teaching you and showing you their worth. In the words of Kevin Samuels, he's showing you his wallet. Preach.
Yeah, like, facts, yeah, man. And Mike is very humble, guys. Like, we're over here bragging for him because he ain't going to say it himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude's very humble. You know what I'm saying?
Right here is a one of one.
Holy smoke.
Oh, that's lit.
It's from, all
right. That's a lot of detail right there.
Yeah,
that one's lit. So, what else, Press? Did you have something?
Yeah. So let me ask you this as well, right, RM? So, for example, if you had to go back in time, right? You said you had a mentor back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, what is one thing you would tell to, like, someone young coming up? Like, if they want to get into watch trading or get into, like, buying watches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what advice would you give to them as a young guy coming up?
Well, definitely get a mentor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think it changed my life to have – shout out to my mentor, man, Yakir. This is the guy that really changed my life completely. I mean, I was interested in watches. I love watches and everything like that. But he kind of really, like, funneled the whole thing for me. Like, I watched him work, watched him move around, took me to, you know, shows, watch shows and everything like that. Took me, like, under his wing and really kind of, like, showed me the way and let me do my thing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I turned up, and he's super proud of me right now, you know what I'm saying? So – shout out to him. But yeah, definitely for entrepreneurs coming up, trying to get into the watch game or just in life period,
mm-hmm.
a mentor definitely. What a mentor does is actually, like, you know, cut off years of, you know, hurdles and, you know,
facts,
you know, all those different things that you will go through 2-3 years when you can learn in, you know, a month or 2 months or six, you know, and just be able to, like, just reduce all those years of you know, experience, all the bad stuff that you could have, you know, that you can save time, you know.
We did a show
having a mentor.
We did a show earlier with a friend of ours, and we were talking about the importance of mentorship,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and how basically I always say, like, you know, if you're trying to get somewhere you've never gone before,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're trying to drive somewhere, what's the first thing you do? You turn on a GPS, right?
Right, right.
If you don't have a mentor, you're basically trying to drive there on your own.
Right.
So, like, let's say all three of us got in a car and we wanted to go to Memphis. We've never been there, right? We know we get on 95 North and we might make it there and might not.
Yeah.
And we might make it there, you know, look at some maps, ask some people, maybe get lost a few times. But imagine if we had a GPS, how much faster we would get there.
Yeah.
Less wear and tear on the car,
exactly.
less frustration,
for
less
sure.
time wasted, etc. That's what a mentor does. It basically saves you, is the GPS to get you to where you want to get
exactly.
quicker. But the problem is that guys don't want to invest in themselves and they want to try to figure it out on their own.
Yeah.
And it's like you waste time. And I always say one thing I've learned from getting into this sphere and having mentors myself is – people that are successful spend money to save time.
Yeah.
People that are broke or 100%. Losers a lot of the time, they spend time to save money.
True.
And the most important commodity you have at the end of the day is time, guys. And, like, one thing you'll learn when you start hanging out with people that make a lot of money, high net worth, they start hiring people to do things. They get a meal prep service, right? They get a maid. They get someone to, like, to assist them with things because they realize, okay, it's going to cost me, let's say, $100 an hour to do this, right? I'd rather hire someone to do that versus I can go and work and make more money.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So you start outsourcing trivial things that are going to lose you money at the end of the day.
Also, regarding that, it's very mm-hmm. important because a mentor, right? Let's say, for example, you're young, you're coming up, you can make a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And these mistakes can hold you back so much you couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
So if someone already made these mistakes for you,
yeah.
why do you need to go make those same mistakes as well?
Yeah.
So a mentor can say, you know what? Hey, Mike, do this instead. Go this way.
Yep.
Or go that way.
Yeah.
And then guess what? That learning curve you would have took, basically, like 10, 20 years to learn that learning curve.
Yeah, exactly.
It's shorter by maybe a year or two or even less
yeah.
for that mentor. So you're very important.
Yeah. And they say a smart man learns from his mistakes. A wise man learns from others' mistakes.
Yep. You know? I learn from mine.
Yeah. So.
Very, very true. And I think that's what really happened in my situation. My mentor, like, just definitely caught up a lot of years of experience. I mean,
yeah.
I've been in the game for like 20 years, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I just started in the game. And everybody respect me because I had that edge of this. I learned from the best, you know,
right.
the top guys,
yep.
the best in the game, you know what I'm saying? So you learn in the sharpness, the education that you get from that, like it's priceless, you know what I'm saying? Like you can't put a price on that.
Yeah,
so,
and you were able to do like a nice transition over from fashion.
Yeah. It took me a year though. Like it took me a year. Like for a whole year, I worked for free pretty much, just showing him gratitude, him showing me the way, just finding myself doing other stuff and, you know, but I was focused. I just wanted this so bad that I was willing to not get paid and just learn for like a whole year.
That's
that was my sacrifice.
Bro, that's, and people say that all the time, like, oh, well, I want to learn. You guys really want to learn? Work for free for the person that you want to learn from.
Yep.
That's how you're going to learn. You know what I'm saying? And then when you work for free, a couple months, maybe even a year, it's going to suck, but you're going to learn so much from that person. Here's the thing. Since you've invested all this time and you've helped them so much, they will put you on. Yeah. They will 1,000% give you their connects. They'll give you a little trade secrets that you otherwise would have never known. Right. So, yeah, man, that's smart.
Definitely, for
sure. You know, 1 year of work for free
Set
you up for life. You know what I'm saying? We're lifetime clients.
For life.
A great network. And yeah, man.
Yo, what was it like meeting Michael Blackson, man?
Oh, Madasaka.
Madasaka.
No, he's a cool guy, man. Like, I have his number. We chat one time, a couple of times, or whatever, you know. But yeah, Michael Blackson is a funny guy in real life, bro. He's really, really funny. He's really funny.
Is he a real nigga?
He's a real nigga. No, he's really funny for real. Like, and I actually went to a couple of his shows, and I kept laughing the whole time, bro. Like, the money is worth paying for even to watch him. Like, he's super dope, man.
Man, we need him on the show.
Yeah.
Go hook it up.
Hold on, sucker.
Super chat here.
Ryan, our boy, $5. I like technology. I also like watches. Just getting in. Do you ever think that there will be a market for high end smartwatches other than Apple/Garmin?
Good question.
That's a pretty good question. Possibly, you know, the way the world is going right now, you know what I'm saying? Elon Musk doing all those different stuff or whatever. I'm sure somebody might step up and, you know, make a fusion between, like, maybe a high-end watch to get Patek Philippe and then, you know, maybe Apple or some crazy or whatever with technology involved.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only way that it will work, really, if they can reach out to the top guys, you know, Patek, you know, Richard Mille, one of those big watches, watch brands and bring technology if they agree to do that, because those watches are, you know, mechanical or automatic watches and things like that. So it's hard. They haven't went that way, that direction. At least I haven't seen. So I think it would be interesting to see something like that happen.
That's interesting. Right, yeah. That's a speculation. I mean, I could see why it would be a good business move, but I could also see why it would be bad too, because, you know, they wouldn't want to, you know, it's so exclusive. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's
Hey,
you know, these watches stood the test of time. Like, Apple, like, screw you guys. Like, we're not,
we're not
going to work with you.
Because there's so much detail that goes into those watches, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the
handmade.
I'm looking at your watch right now. It's ticking, the back and forth. I'm like, bro, it's too complicated for me, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. Guys, if you got questions for Mike, go ahead and, this is your one chance to, like, get, you know, to be able to speak to, like, a high-end watch dealer that, like, deals with celebrities, like, the highest level, man. You know what I'm saying? There's only, 300 of this guy in the world. So
there you go.
Here's your chance. If you guys have questions, go ahead and super chat them in. Go ahead, Chris. You got some?
Samuel A, $3. Your opinion on
Vacheron Constantin.
There you go. Watches.
Yeah, no, it's a very nice watch. It's a very nice brand. It's a very well-respected brand. You know, and I think a lot of people in Europe wear it a lot. As I know some collectors that definitely have a piece in the collection. So it's a very nice brand to have for sure. Very, really good investment too. It's solid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. When the weight, $5. Feed a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man a fish, he'll eat for a lifetime.
Facts.
Boom.
Facts. Big facts, man.
Nolan Baptiste, $5. Does the guest sell his product in Toronto, Canada?
Yeah, I sell everywhere. I mean, I'm based out of Miami, but we ship watches to all over the world, except places where there's restriction in the country, you know, but we can't ship or whatever. But
these are international guys. Go follow him on Instagram at @RMPlug. Romeo Mike Plug, guys.
Yeah.
So a question, right? Because, like, before this podcast, like, I didn't know too much about watches, and I'm like learning a lot. You know what I mean? I purposely didn't want to research anything so I could learn during the show. So, for someone like me, right, that is, like, you know, poverty wearing an Apple Watch right now, what would you say the tiers are? Like, working, you know, let's work it from a G-Shock all the way up to the highest tier so people can kind of get the dummy's guide to the watch hierarchy. So let's start with, like, G-Shock, right? G-Shock is the bottom or Casio.
Let's
work our way up. So what would you say?
Okay, so G-Shock, definitely. Yeah, G-Shock, Casio, they're, like, there. And then the Seikos.
Omegas?
Omegas, yeah. Omegas, like, now is stepping up a little bit. Then after Omegas.
So lowest tier, we'll say, no offense to G-Shock, but, like, we're just starting here. From a price point standpoint. G-Shock, then the Omegas, and then.
Yeah, then you get to Rolex. So after G-Shock, Omegas are probably, like, around, like, the 2K all the way to your 4,000 or 5,000, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So then you get into the Rolexes, you know, the kind of the older ones around 5K, you know, you get, like, a 36 millimeter. By 1988, something like that, but they still look good. Now they're refurbishing and they're adding the diamonds on, you know, the bezel to make them cool.
Oh, where do Movados fit in this? Movados are underneath Omega.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, Movados definitely under. There's so many brands. There's Rado, I think, too, is, like, also, like, a, you know, nice, good brand. Like, you can probably, like, for $800 or whatever.
I have a Movado somewhere in a closet. Like, I remember the diamond at the top, whatever.
Yeah,
Do those appreciate or no?
Not really.
Okay. There you go, guys. Don't get a Movado. So Movado, then Omega, and then and I would say Apple Watch is like a tier below Movado, right?
From price point level. Like more technology watches.
And then you got the Rolexes, which start at the $5,000 mark, you're saying. And then,
You can get a Rolex for probably a little bit cheaper than that, I feel like, if you want to like go like really, really older ones. You can get old women Rolexes are like a little cheaper too. So like, yeah, so you can definitely, So from there, you get to, Rolex, AP. Now, there's a bunch of other watches, you know. What I focus on.
Once you hit the Rolex tier, it's like there's a bunch of luxury watches at this level now.
Right. Yeah. Okay. APs, Patek, RM, the obnoxious ones, the Jacob & Co. That like he sells these pieces, one of one or one or two, that like $1 million, I think.
Does he still make the I remember back in the day, like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
He used to have a different time zone.
So he still makes those. He's making some crazy pieces right now, like with the big thing on top of it. It looks really complicated on the inside. Like he making some cool.
And they're like custom, like one of ones, you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of them are. I saw, what's this boxer that fought Floyd Mayweather? Conor McGregor. He bought a piece for like $1 million or something like that from him.
Damn.
You know, so like they're dropping big money with Jacob.
Can you get Jacob watches too, or does he deal them himself?
He got other people selling this stuff too.
Okay,
need a watch, a Jacob watch, then they can't buy whatever. I can source that also.
Gotcha.
I can source pretty much
any
watch on planet Earth.
So they're making a comeback. Because I remember those back in the day, man. Those like in the rap videos, like used to be the
cool
thing.
Yeah, the
different
big ones in
Tokyo,
yeah.
New York,
right.
L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so those are back.
Super cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Coming back for sure. Yeah. All
right.
That's funny.
Yeah, I remember those back in the day.
Because I had like a tier myself for like watches.
Mm-hmm.
So mine was at Omega's like Mercedes.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Porsche's like Rolex.
Okay.
Audemars Piguet's like Ferrari.
Okay.
And Patek Philippe is like Rolls Royce.
RM.
You can tell me that's
Bugatti, Bugatti.
Bugatti
RM.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Bugatti RM.
Okay.
Bugatti
RM.
There you go. So top of the line RM.
Yeah.
Top of the line RM.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are like because those are exclusive too. You can't just get those, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's the thing too. Like it's hard to get RM. I mean, people wear it. Like I've seen like now it became more popular now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But still, it's super hard to get. You know, like you have to like source. You're not gonna see just any dealer having like 10 RMs on the trade. Like,
yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of watch shops in the Miami design district, like Tag.
Mm-hmm. Tag Heuer, yeah.
There's also another one. It's like a glass watch. Mm-hmm. It's made out of glass, I think. And then it's like a mechanical inside. I forgot what it's called. But there's a bunch of shops there.
Right.
District.
Yeah. There's some watches. They stay in business because also the thing with watches, they have there's certain clientele. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that like Vacheron Constantin. There's some people that like their own. You know that they want those. But the hype watches, the watches that are lit right now, are the ones, the Rolex, the AP, the Richard Mille and Patek. Like those Cartier also is a really, we got to squeeze that in there. Cartier is also pretty up there doing the thing. So yeah.
Damn, man. Like I gotta get. I'm like, this whole conversation has to be like, my bad, wrong one. I was like, what am I doing?
C1489.
Yeah.
What do you think of buying cheap watches that look expensive if you can't afford expensive ones currently from Amazon, or would that look lame?
Lame, bro.
That's lame, man.
Nah, keeping it real.
Get the real, save up. You know, get a real watch if you can afford it. You know, it's an investment, really. You gotta look at watches as an investment. I mean, this one thing I would tell you, just an example. You go to a restaurant, a nice restaurant, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You pull up at the valet. Maybe you have a nice car, your Ferrari. Mm-hmm. You park it, you know? And you have also a nice watch. Once you park your car, it's over. Nobody sees a car in the restaurant, but they see your watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Your watch speak for it. You know what I'm saying? They know you're a high-value person when you have the watch on. They don't know what car you have outside, but they know what kind of watches you're wearing. You know what kind of watch you have on your wrist. So that sets you apart from everybody else.
Damn. And it's a certain attention to detail too.
Yeah.
And you know what? We were talking about this before. Like having a nice car, what it does is it puts you in certain social circles that otherwise you would never be able to get in.
Right.
I feel like there's a watch community too.
Yeah, no, huge,
right?
Huge.
Like, okay.
Yeah. It's very, it's very niched, but it's definitely like there's a huge watch community, you know what I'm saying, out there. People are, you know, talking about it. They're trading. They're talking, you know, amongst themselves. They get to certain places, dinners, and private event because of certain watches that you're wearing.
Exactly.
You mentioned the last time. No, it's super, important. Like, if you can afford it, to get the real deal, because nowadays too, like, you don't want to get clown caught with some fake stuff. Or
oh yeah,
you know,
oh,
no,
yeah,
watch
Baller Busters.
Yeah, end up looking like
stupid.
Baller
yeah,
Busters.
Stupid. Yeah,
so,
man. So.
Yeah, just go ahead and get the Rolex, guys, if you're gonna do it. You know, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're gonna do it, correctly. You know, because I will say this, like, you know, I think cars say a lot about you, right? Like, because idiots buy a nice car just to buy a nice car. Smart people, if you're gonna buy a nice car, you buy it so that you can use it to get into certain social circles,
right,
that can make you money in the future. You
yeah,
know what
sure,
I'm saying? And I didn't realize this until you mentioned it now, that nice watches will do that for you as well.
Yeah,
because
yeah, no,
there's a certain attention to detail.
I was at
a
car show, right, up in West Palm.
Mm-hmm.
And after the rally, because you do a rally to the car show, you know, Lambos, Forrest, whatever. And there was a private mansion rally,
right,
that you could only go to if you had a Lambo and you needed a, I think it was a Patek.
Oh wow!
So all the guys here that have Patek went to the party,
right?
But everyone else couldn't go.
Oh,
so
like, wow!
But you know what? Like it says, you know what? This is exclusive. This is like behind the scenes. And if you want to be a part of it, join the club.
Yeah.
And guess what? It keeps out the cheapskates. It keeps out people that are like not on that level.
Yeah.
People that are
fraud
can't
yeah,
actually get in there.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know,
wow.
Pretty
that's,
crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. One thing I've learned is that like wealthy people put up walls. They put up a lot of walls to make sure, like, if you're going to come into our circle, you got to bring some kind of value. Nine
yeah,
out of 10 times, you need to have your own, you know, empire kind of built. And they're like, all right, you could come sit at the table with us now.
Yeah.
We can make money together.
Yep.
But it's a serious paywall, you know, to some degree, whether you're paying with a car or a watch, whatever it is.
Facts.
Roger and Felita, $5. If you were to start a watch collection, which one would you start with today, starting on the 5K?
On the 5K, I would get a Rolex 36mm Datejust.
Okay.
Either it's full steel, or if you can get one negotiated on the 5K for a two-tone, that would be a good investment. It's definitely going
nice,
to appraise.
Okay.
Definitely going to go up. So
I'm going to write that one down. Hold on. What, say that again. Real talk, I'm going to write that down.
Rolex Datejust 36mm. You can get a full steel or a two-tone.
I need my iced up, bro.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
I need my iced
I'll
up,
make sure I get your wrist right.
There you go.
Wrist lit.
Wrist game lit.
Yeah.
I'm walking around Nixon right now. It's horrible.
Because every man, I feel like every man needs a nice watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To some degree. And I was thinking in my head, like, what would I get, like, for that one time I want to wear a tuxedo or something like that?
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I would want to get a watch that, like, appreciates. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
No,
so
definitely. You
always
definitely
feel like it's an investment. You know, God forbid you got to get rid of her, son. You don't, you know, you can make money.
Right.
Or if you decide you want to sell it and make some money, you can, you know, upgrade to something else.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
So,
and that's why I recommend to a lot of my clients. Like, a lot of times you buy from me, you want to resell your watch or whatever, I'll buy it back from you. You know
oh,
what
okay.
Like, I'll
right,
you know, I'll
so you
buy
do that
back,
too.
You know, yeah, buy, sell, because, you know, you can always resell, you keep it in stock or whatever it is. And some of them, they want to get out of the watch, they want to get another watch, you can get trade, and, you know,
yep,
I can trade you in, you know, get a bigger, more expensive watch or whatever. So you can, you know, always do that.
Yeah. That's why the
try
watch
be more flexible.
I had a buddy, it, right? He will literally, he makes a lot of money, like
mm-hmm,
a lot of money. What he would do is he will buy a watch, he'll, like, just dump money into a watch, and I'll be a write-off for him.
Mm.
So instead of
oh,
keeping that money on taxes, he'll dump like $300K in a watch.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it there.
Wow.
When it's come and say, hey, I bought this watch.
Yeah.
Oh, so you only made this much.
Yeah.
That way he was saved because
oh,
you have to pay a lot of taxes. So he'll buy the watch, keep it all year round, and then when he did taxes, he'll sell it. And then get another one.
Wow.
And then buy a higher. The more money he made, the more expensive watch he would buy.
Wow.
And I was like, why is he doing this? But then, no, it makes sense because it's an investment.
Yeah.
No, it's an investment.
See, I didn't. See, I'm so happy. Like, guys, I learned on this. I hope you guys learned this podcast. I'm over here taking notes and stuff because, like, yo,
watch,
now I realize that, like, watches can appreciate. I didn't know they appreciate
yeah,
to that
yeah,
degree.
That's
yeah,
it.
Which
one is this one?
It's a 36mm.
Right.
They just, yeah.
Okay, that's it?
That's
guys,
the one.
That's the one I'm going to get.
Yeah, one, you can get a two-tone
right
ones, too, like different dials. Can,
yeah,
you know.
But that starts at about 5,000 and appreciates
probably
pretty well,
less than five.
Yeah.
Right
okay.
Now. But yeah, but they keep going up. So, you know, maybe it's over five right now. But last
mm-hmm,
time I checked, it was under five. So you have to keep track also of the market because it
yeah,
moves just like the stock market now.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
some watches that were, you know, down, not down, but like it's been upward trending these days. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like, yeah.
So
watches,
the economy's been kind of getting weirder and weirder. The
yeah,
watches have been going up and up.
People are parking their money in watches. It's safer. It's safer. You
yeah,
know, you buy a watch, you know, like 2-3 months from now, like, it's, you know, you have an extra $500,000 on top of
that's
your watch.
Crazy,
you know,
man. Because
you know,
I would think like luxurious items would depreciate, like
no,
depreciate.
Not watches. Not the right watch. Not every one of them, because there's some of them that you buy, and if you don't know, that's why you have to get a consultant, somebody like me that
yeah,
will tell you what
exactly
to do, whatever, whatever. But like for the most part, you buy the right watch, it's gonna appreciate.
You know? You also consult with people on watch, like I guess buying watches is an investment as well.
Yeah. No, okay. For sure. Like you know, cause it's more
Mike
of a.
Mike does everything.
Yeah. No, it kind of comes with it because like when you come to me, a lot of times like they know what they want, but sometimes they don't know. You know, some of them hit me up like, "Yo, I want to buy this watch. I want to buy RM. I want to buy this watch. You know, and how much is it? They don't know what they want really. So like, I have a budget. I want to spend this much money.
You'll advise them.
So exactly. So it comes with okay, this one's gonna be. Like
and I'm
this.
Sure you've done it before. Where like you'll advise them on a watch that's less money, which you know you'll take less money from the deal, but they'll be like, "Damn, he really cares about me.
He got me the best watch. Especially with my friends and stuff. Like I've gotten, they're literally like they're getting a deal and have equity in the watch as we're doing the deal.
Gotcha.
You know, because I've secured, because on the market, like he's worth this much. And then I try to get you the best deal ever where I don't even eat or whatever. Or you just throw me whatever. Uh-huh. And I got you because now long-term, because it's a relationship now.
Exactly.
You know, so I try to help my clients out the best way that I can. And also, if a watch does come back because they want to resell it, I can always buy it back because I know I bought it at a good price for you. So I can afford to, you know, take it back and sell it to somebody else.
Bang, bang right there, man.
Yeah.
Super chat.
C149, do you have to be careful wearing flashy watches in public out of fear of safety if you're alone, like a Rolex, for example?
That's a good question.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, that's one thing you were asking, too, like, about just girls or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? You have to be careful how you move, that you have expensive, you know, stuff or whatever, whether it's, like, clothes or especially jewelry and things like that. You have to move differently. You can't go to certain places no more. I can't hang out in Wynwood, you know, at night.
Unless
I'm with, you know, certain type of people or whatever, going to a special event. There's certain places you just can't go, you know, because you're like, you're a big guy
that.
Now.
You're a target now.
But you know, literally wearing like a lot of money. That's people make that shit in a year, bro.
Facts.
Like, you wear that on your wrist. You know?
Facts. Yo, I think about it, like, if I were you, I wouldn't go to Wynwood either, man. Like,
I don't blame you.
No. Like, if I went there, I'd either be strapped or I'd go, that kind
push
of money.
Brick house.
Yeah, brick house. For the people that don't know, Wynwood is like an up-and-coming area going through gentrification right now. But like, you go one block over, it's like, where am I? You know what I'm saying? I'm in the hood. You're just like,
that's where you go from a mojito, and then you just dip.
And you get out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
45.
Yeah. We got a
Durag 229. What do you think about Hublot?
Hublot. I get a lot of questions on Hublot. It's a brand that used to be lit, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, like, I would say, like, 6-7 years ago, I feel like.
Okay.
It used to be super lit. The Jay-Z's was rapping about it, you know. You know, everybody was talking about the Hublot and everything like that. Prices would be super, super high. You know, I think what happened, they started making too many pieces, too many limited pieces. They just kind of flooded the market with too many pieces, and they're doing the same thing, same models, twisted, you know, change things a little bit or whatever. And I don't know exactly what happened there, but they still have stores. They still, you know, make money, but it's not as popular as it once used to be. You know what I'm saying? So the price went down. I personally would not recommend it as an investment. You know, watch is one of those things I would not recommend, even though I actually like those watches.
Okay.
I like to wear them.
Yeah.
So they look good, you know, for the wrist. So you can, and now they're undervalued too. So you can buy them at a good price. So you can, you know, get a good deal on it. So,
okay.
But I wouldn't recommend as an investment to keep it. You're still going to cash it out if you're ready to sell it.
Yeah.
But it's going to take you longer.
Yeah.
You know, it might take you longer than, you know, than you expect.
You're going to have to hold on to it
for a bit. Like with a Rolex or a RAM or whatever, I can sell it tomorrow.
Immediately.
You know what I'm saying? So,
no problem. Oh, another one here.
Yes.
E-Marcos.
Debucks.
Oh, $50 super chat.
Wow.
Thank you for the support, bro.
What is your Grail watch, assuming you don't already have it? Like the holy grail of your watches.
Ooh, I had it and sold it. So now it's hard to buy it back because it's so high.
What was it?
So high.
What was it?
RM3502.
Ooh.
Black carbon.
Ooh.
Oh, black carbon.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of it by
MTPT.
Chance? Chris, can you Google it real quick?
Yeah. RM, Richard Mille, RM3502, black. That watch is
crazy. I can hear the pain in your voice as you're talking about it right now.
Can't replace it, bro. That watch went up almost $300,000.
Damn. So what's it worth right now?
It's worth like $430.
RM3502.
Yeah,
O2.
It's worth crazy money.
Right now. RM3502 black.
Okay,
carbon. And it's worth $430,000 right now.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, dude. How much did you get it for?
Well, back in the day, that watch used to be around like 160, 175, damn, something like that, which is still a lot of money for,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
still,
that's still crazy.
But
it's tripled in value now?
No, yeah, it's crazy. No,
no,
that's not the
no
one.
That's not it?
RM3502.
That looks confusing as hell, though.
Let me see. Yeah. 35.
35. You see there's the red one there. That's the red version. Right. And maybe bottom? Next to it, this is the red version. You can click on that one. Maybe you find the black one. You see, yeah, with the one on the red. Okay, next to it, next to that one. Go left. There you go. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Damn. Man, that thing looks lit.
Oh, click the one next to it, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And that thing's worth $430K right now.
Yeah.
And you got crazy. It for 160.
Back in the day, yeah, you can't get it no more.
That's crazy.
Okay, it's impossible.
I can hear it.
Yo,
I can see the pain. Right,
Mike, now. Where can people find you, man?
Yeah.
On Instagram, RM Plug on Instagram. I'm starting a YouTube channel also.
Yo,
it's going to
okay.
be RM Plug.
Yo, Chris, pull up his Instagram on
yeah, sure.
Thing
yeah.
and just give him some help here.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're going to start a YouTube channel as well?
Yeah, I'm going to be posting
lit.
The watches there, the reviews of watches, you know, clients purchasing from me, you know, things like that. It's going to be cool, man. I'm trying to do something interesting for the people. I'm looking for, you know, to build a community, you know, just, you know, people that love watches kind of get to watch, you know, watch what I'm doing
your
and
YouTube
things like
channel,
that.
Yeah. It's a very niche market too. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's going to blow up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
man.
I really hope so.
And
man.
Guys, this is
really
Instagram right here. RM Plug, guys, very humble guy, man. Like, you know,
Q-Banks there, you got Julian there, you got the watches, the lifestyle, and he is the real deal, fellas.
Yeah,
he
this is
the real
cat.
Deal.
This is not cat. Those are his. You know, friends.
Is that
watches.
What's the guy's name?
That's Omari Hardwick.
Omari?
Yeah, he's a really good friend of mine too. Omari Ghost from Power.
Oh,
ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fire.
That's me and DeVito, me and Michael Blackson, and Afro B.
Marasaga.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what's up, man. So your YouTube channel, when's that going to come out?
Man, I'm still editing all this picture. I mean, all those videos. My guy's editing those for me. So I'm thinking sometimes this month I should be able to drop the first video
fire.
On there.
When it drops, we'll plug your stuff
for
sure.
Dope.
No,
appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
but,
super chat.
Oh, super chat. Go ahead.
Any
last minute questions,
again?
Guys? Get them in now for Mike.
$5. Have my eye on a 21K iced out Rolex with the alligator band. Should I start small and work my way up? Or just get what I want when I can afford it?
No, get what you want whenever you're ready, bro. Like, just, you know, you can start small if you want, you know, but it's totally up to you, bro. Just if you have the money for it, just get the right piece. I wouldn't start if you have the money for it. I wouldn't start with the iced out piece. Just get a plain one that we can appreciate. The iced out ones are, you know, they're dope, you know, if you want the lifestyle and everything like that, but get it as a second watch if you can.
There
if you
go.
Can.
Okay.
So,
that's
yeah.
awesome advice, man.
Yeah,
sure. Don't get the iced out one, guys. Get the plain one for appreciation purposes.
I'm getting
iced out
one.
Yeah,
of course, fresh wood. all right, guys. Mike, anything else you want to tell the people?
Man, bro, it's not easy. I know I make it look easy, bro. Mm-hmm. This business is not easy. It's a lot of hard work that goes behind the scene. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And
competition,
you know,
too.
A lot of competition.
You and your competitors are fighting for that 1% of people that can actually afford these watches.
Yeah. For sure. So
that's when networking is important. Relationships.
Super, super important when it comes to this business. You have to network. You have to be out there. You have to show your face. You know, in the right circles. You have to be genuine. You know, you want to make money and everything like that, but you have to make sure you take care of your people as well. Also, people that mess with you, because it's the one that they're gonna refer you to other people. They're gonna put the stamp on there. It's just like going to a good restaurant. Everybody's like, yo, go there. We end up at Komodo all the time because of that. You know, so when I have like people like Julian, for example, pushing me a lot, like a lot of guys that around me that really know how I work, know how hard I work. They put in, you know what I'm saying? They just refer me a lot to a lot of different people, and I get a lot of business that way too. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about just making the money by impacting other people, you know, so they can also like.
And sometimes losing money to help a client.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, I don't suggest you buy this. I suggest you do this. It's going to appreciate more.
Yeah.
And you might lose some money on that, but that trust is like they're going to come new.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So
for any entrepreneurs out there that want to get into the business, I mean, I'm working on a course also that I want to put out there to help people if they want to, you know, just dive into the whole thing, you know,
world.
The whole thing
right.
or whatever. So I don't know exactly when it's going to be ready, but it's something I want to do to help out also.
There
you go, fire. Give back, you know, if possible. So,
find them on Instagram, fellas.
Yeah.
RM Plug, guys. Hey, man, we'll catch you guys on Super Chat. Okay.
Yes, Nolan B, $5. How can people invest on products?
It's very broad.
Yeah, a very broad question.
I don't understand that.
Yeah. He kind of explained it throughout as far as, like, you know, getting pieces that, you know, appreciate with time. Rolexes, he gave the model, the Rolex Date. It was Date, right?
Date Just. Yeah.
So watch it again.
Watch it back, man. Boom. He gave a lot of game.
There you go.
And the timestamps will be below, too. So with that said, guys, we'll catch you on Wednesday. What are we going to talk about? Something with dating, probably.
Something with dating.
Yeah, it's Womanizing Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Well, either way, get the high-value courses out. Patreon.com/FreshFit. We'll have a late-night show tonight.
And guys, tonight we have a late-night show.
Okay.
With some baddies in here, man.
All right, really? Ooh, yeah, some hot girls? God. All right.
Yeah, cool. We got some baddies coming up, man.
All right, man. We'll catch you guys tonight.
Peace.
The watches.
The watches.
Yeah, you know Fresh already. Fresh can expire now. He's gonna spend.